Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, who is chairman and co-CEO of CCA Global. Howard, how are you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing very well, thank you.
Good. It's a good way to start a Monday, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you primarily about the FCIF golf tournament, which has been scheduled for this September. But before I do that, I wanted to ask you, most everybody knows who you are because you're an icon in the business. You run one of the largest buying groups with both Carpet One and Flooring America and several other smaller entities, but those are the two biggest at retail. How is the business out there with your members? Are they starting to see any signs of life?
I would say we're starting to see signs of light, not consistent, though. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of almost mirrors of the stock market up and down a little bit.
Right.
I think we saw some, I think, good things for a month or two, and then a couple of weeks of slow, and then back a little. So I think there's not consistency yet. And I think the other thing is it's a lot of regional differences.
Uh-huh.
So the areas that have been the Vegas and Phoenix and Florida and Michigan are still feeling pain much greater than in other areas. I think the Northeast and the Northwest is starting to see some lights of things better happening.
Well, it couldn't be a better time for people to spend a little bit of money on their house. I mean, I guess one of the things that's holding them back is they don't know if long-term investments in your residence will ever pay off, but this great mortgage rates, if you need to get a loan, it's a good time to spend money on your home. So hopefully we'll start to see something.
Yeah, I think we will. And the other part is that, you know, eventually if the floor is stained, dirty, or they're moving, it becomes a case where they have to replace it. And I think more and more of those are backing up where they have to replace them. And so I think you're going to start to see business pick up, but it's not going to be a skyrocket. I think it's going to be a slow level increase.
Right. Okay, great. Well, I did want to talk to you primarily about this upcoming Floor Covering Industry Foundation Golf Tournament, which you have named, the group has named the Greenberg Golf Tournament. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the Allen Greenberg Charity Golf Tournament.
Okay. And that thing, that this is the seventh annual, I think started in 2003, I believe.
That's correct, right.
And for the first time since you started it, you're moving the venue, and it's going to be at Barnsley Gardens.
Yes, we had it at Stone Mountain since its inception, but we think Barnsley Gardens would be a great venue for it. It's a tremendous course, and it's located much closer to our suppliers in the Dalton region. So it's still accessible for people coming to the Atlanta airport, but also I think it's going to be much easier for the mainstream of the floor covering market in the Dalton area to come to the event.
That's right. I mean, it's just outside of Adairsville, which is only about a 30-minute drive from Dalton, and it's also probably just about an hour and maybe a little over an hour from the Atlanta airport. So
Right. Yeah. So it's very conveniently located, and it's a beautiful course.
Oh, it's much not. Actually, it's a nicer course than where you've been at.
It is. So I think people are going to enjoy playing it and being there, and as I said, I think it's also going to be just more convenient for people.
And you've set this now for September the 24th.
September 24th, right.
And what time is the...
It normally starts. We normally start right around noontime.
Okay. All right.
And we finish up normally 5, 6 o'clock with cocktails and reception and awards.
Okay. And they'll be right there in the clubhouse at Barnsley.
That's correct. Yeah. Right.
All right. So an executive that wants to come to this thing, it's not more than a day. I mean, just drive down in the morning, be there, and you'll be back home by, say, 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they can even work half a day from their office. So they can do both. They can enjoy and also give back to the industry.
Right. Well, speaking of giving, you guys have been pretty successful with this thing. I think over the course of the time, you've raised almost $750,000, haven't you?
Yeah, we're over $750,000 we've raised for the Floor Covering Industry Foundation. And those that aren't familiar with it, it is the foundation that's really made to give back to the people that have catastrophic illnesses within our industry. And that could be somebody from retailers, from people that work in manufacturing, wholesale, distributors, any level of our industry, people that have had cancer treatment or other catastrophic illnesses that can apply and really have changed so many people's lives. It's been a wonderful, wonderful charity that's given back to our industry.
It's actually pretty neat that the floor covering industry has a foundation like this. There's not a whole lot of industries that have
No, I think the only other one I'm familiar with is the Actors Guild.
Right.
That has one that they've had for years. But I think what's wonderful about this is it cuts across all spectrums of our industry.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of the stories, and it's just absolutely heartfelt of how this money has helped change people's lives.
And if you've got a situation like that, you can actually go to the website. I think it's fcif.org and apply for a grant right there on the website.
You can. And it's really quite simple. The process is quite easy. And if somebody either knows anybody that's going through a extremely difficult time, they could just, as you said, go on the website, apply for the grant, and it's not a very complicated process.
Okay. Howard, this tournament's named after Alan Greenberg. Did he enjoy playing golf?
Yeah, Alan, it was his passion that he really loved golf. It was in his recreation time, golf was his wonderful thing, and I think because of his love for golf, he was very influential in starting the tournament in 2003, and really just had got a great joy out of seeing everybody get together, enjoy the day, playing golf, and have it for an event that also raised an enormous amount of money for those in need. So when Alan passed away, it would be just 2 years ago, I thought it was appropriate that the tournament be named after him. And I think it's something he would have loved and would look back on and really enjoy his name being there.
Well, Howard, I can tell you, I've been to this tournament for, I think, 3 or 4 years in a row, and you do a good job of getting many of the senior executives of most of the manufacturers, a lot of the buying group people are there. It's a wide range, and it's for the right reason. It's not just day out in the sunshine, but it's a charitable event that raises money to this foundation.
Yeah, I think it is wonderful that you can mix all levels of the industry together and have it so that we're giving back to the industry, and yet they can also enjoy their relationships during the day and have a wonderful day and participate.
Okay, great. Well, Howard, I appreciate you spending time with us this Monday morning. Been talking to Howard Brodsky, who is chairman and co-CEO of CCA Global and also on the board of directors for FCIF, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.